here with what it says in the papers is Sinead Egan.
Building pressures and rental pressures are big news in this morning's papers. The Irish Examiner leads on the story that there are just 851 homes for rent across the country. Noel Baker reports that the findings of the latest Daft.ie quarterly rent report show that on May 1st this year, the number of available rental properties was down 77% year on year, while the Irish Independent leads on what it characterises as a black hole in housing, with more than 50,000 construction workers urgently needed if government is to meet its targets on tackling the housing crisis. Philip Ryan writes that an unpublished report from the training agency Sullis has identified a significant lack of electricians, plumbers, painters, bricklayers and associated tradespeople. Also in that paper, Charlie Weston has the angle on the Daft report that rents rose by 12% compared to this time last year. Fine Gael TD Jennifer Carroll McNeill features across the papers this morning. She's photographed on the front of the Irish Examiner and the Irish Daily Mail outside Dublin Circuit Court, where yesterday she read a victim impact statement at the sentencing hearing of 43-year-old Gerard Culhane from Glynn in County Limerick. He sent the TD sexually explicit videos and messages in 2020. Her victim impact statement is reprinted on page 5 of the Mail, describing the cold sense of dread she felt no matter where she was. "I don't like to admit it, but it rocked my personal life and my sense of security," she told the court. Page 1 of the Irish Daily Star has an interview with a former Army Bomb Squad expert, Mark Keeley, who tells Michael O'Toole of his heartache at having to leave his dream job because he couldn't afford to keep his family on a soldier's wage. The Independent's front page carries a photograph of Sandra Collins, who vanished 22 years ago from Killala in County Mayo. Inside the paper, her brothers David and Patrick tell Catherine Feegan they believe they're now close to finding her body. 28-year-old Sandra was pregnant when she disappeared. Her brothers believe an anonymous phone call received at Christmas was credible and that the information provided could lead to Sandra's remains finally being found. The Oireachtas Golf Society is back on the front pages this morning. The Examiner reports that its annual outing will return this August over 2 days, this time round in Killarney Golf Club. And on page 1 of the Independent, Hugh O'Connell reports that former Taoiseach Dick Spring has succeeded Donny Cassidy as president of the society, with retired judge Pat McCartan taking over from Noel Grealish as captain. The Irish Times leads this morning on the story that CAO points requirements for college courses are highly likely to reach last year's record levels again, with many places awarded on the basis of random selection, according to internal government records released to the paper under Freedom of Information. There's much eulogising of the iPod in this morning's papers. Apple announced yesterday that it will cease production of the music player. This morning's editorial in The Examiner writes that all of the iPod's functions have been integrated into smartphones, which are more versatile, but in many ways less lovable. Concluding, the leader writer bids goodbye to the iPod and its many generations of siblings, promising that some of us will stay loyal to your memory and the thousands of hours of entertainment you delivered at the swipe of a finger. And as we head towards the weekend, with the prospect of good weather, page 3 of the Irish Daily Mail has a sequence of photographs to chill your heart, as a woman on Llandudno Prom in Wales is shown inadvertently sharing her ice cream with a greedy and aggressive seagull.